Success isn't measured by money or power or social rank. Success is measured by your discipline and inner peace. Mike Ditka. Angela's day-to-day life is becoming increasingly burdensome as she finds herself frequently caught up in her own head, listening to a barrage of self-doubting, self-criticizing, and worrisome thoughts. Her thoughts are sapping her energy, her self-confidence, and her happiness. She's not sure how she got here, to Miseryville, but she's desperate to leave. She just doesn't know how. Jane, on the other hand, enjoys her life, but has recently started getting anxious about work meetings. She's not sure why she suddenly started feeling nervous and nauseous, but she does, every single time another meeting is called. She's been working at this company for years, and her recent anxiety does not make any sense to her. All she knows is her heart starts racing when she even thinks about work meetings. Then there's Rob, sweet, gentle Rob. Rob has always been popular, but now he gets worried about social situations, so much so that he started avoiding them, even those with his close friends. His social life is dwindling, and he now struggles to interact with friends and strangers alike. He wants to get out and start living his life again because it feels on hold at the moment, but he is feeling increasingly nervous around other people. Lastly, we have Gillian, who now finds herself feeling tearful much of the time. She worries a lot about things that haven't happened and may never happen, especially when it comes to dating. Sometimes she loses 30 minutes or even an hour and a half of her day and her life as she sits there staring into space, worrying about what ifs. She knows what she wants from her future, but is now struggling to take productive steps towards achieving it because of the self-doubt and worry that are consuming her. Anxiety can punch you in the stomach occasionally, or wrap itself around you from morning to night, daily. It can make you feel self-conscious, nervous, foggy-headed, frustrated, tearful, dizzy, the list goes on. It can also make you feel panicked about the future, whether that's the next hour or the next 4 years. Anxiety can also be such a different experience for each person, which makes the topic so confusing for both sufferers and bystanders. You may be one of those people who had heard others talking about anxiety in a certain way, and so when you suddenly experienced it firsthand as something quite different, it was unidentifiable at first. The confusion doesn't help, because if you can't even identify the problem you're experiencing, you can't solve it. It can make your mind run wild too, with concerns about illness. For example, does this constant nausea and pain in my stomach mean there's something physically very wrong? It can also make you sound melodramatic, even hypochondriacal, when you say things such as, I feel like my heart is thumping all the time, but I don't know why, and sometimes I just wake up feeling so worried and panicky. And your friends and family look at you as though you just had one too many coffees, or maybe you just need to get a grip. Anxiety is a huge umbrella term, though, and it can manifest in so many different ways and for so many different reasons. When it becomes a constant, overhanging shadow in your life, it can fall into one of several categories of anxiety disorders. To name most, there is generalized anxiety disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, phobia, health anxiety, perinatal anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Whether you suffer from anxiety from time to time or an anxiety disorder, you can always identify some of the symptoms you tend to experience.